I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello? Hello?
Podcast Network Asia.
Welcome to Season 2 of the Get Hired Podcast, powered by Podcast Network Asia and Podmetrics. This is where I, Coach Laika Maravilla, will give you tips, tricks, and techniques to help you land your dream job. Whether internship yan, position, or promotion, I'm here to coach you through the entire process. I'm rooting for you, kaya tara, simulan na natin. Do you want to get hired? Do you want to get promoted? Now, these are some of the skills that could help you in terms of career growth. That's what we're going to talk about in this new Get Hired podcast episode. All right, and yes, these are the skills that could help you progress in your career, whether you're just starting out as a fresh-faced, fresh grad, or if you're already in the entire flow of it all. It can also help if you are thinking about switching careers. And I picked out 4 things that could help you regardless of the field that you are in right now. And whether you're going to work for someone, work with someone, or work as a freelance worker or a freelancer in the gig economy these days. These are 4 things that have helped me in my own career and I think are things that you can translate then doon sa field niyo, whatever that may be. Now, I know some of you may say, ah, hindi, kasi di ba, okay na basta may expertise ako in my field. But I think being good in all 4 of these can give you that leg up, lalo na kung meron kang competition when it comes to closing yung clients ninyo or when it comes to being chosen for either a position or a promotion. Okay, now let's start with the very first one. We're going to talk about your writing skills. Yes, writing skills. Now, some of you may say, oh, wala namang writing involved in architecture or engineering or any math-heavy type ng career. Paano yan eh, calculus teacher ako and you know, it's heavy on math but not in writing. But sa totoo lang, if you look at people who function sa higher level dun sa bawat field, makikita nyo, some of them may not be really deep when it comes to the subject matter but they have a way when it comes to writing research papers, writing project briefs, writing articles that could really keep them in the minds of people who consume that kind of content. And yes, kahit na calculus yung tinuturo mo, kahit na math heavy yung iyong field, it would pay if you can really write. Now, you could think of it as this, no? Pwede siyang academic writing, as in research projects, magsulat kayo ng mga studies, maging involved kayo sa mga journals in your field, which would, again, be a good step towards building yung inyong reputation as an expert. Or you can even venture into creative writing, into casual writing. Even a few tweets here and there. Just make sure na related to sa field niyo, it can showcase your experience and expertise. It can really help you put the word out there that you exist. And, you know, a lot of people have built reputations just because they are seen and yung words nila are visible. One thing I love about writing is anyone can be good at it. And I believe that. Kasi writing, hindi lang yung basta writing legibly, as in nagsusulat. Pero even writing, choosing the words, choosing what to say, these are things that inevitably improve over time. So all you need is to keep writing to be good at writing, I think. Okay? Now, it will be slower kung hindi ka hihingi ng input sa iba or hindi ka magpapa-mentor or hindi ka talaga mag-take ng steps to learn things. But even if no one coaches you, just keep writing and you will see yourself improve. write, read all of these things, it will grow over time. And you will see this in real life situations, and you're free to share your own stories. Na kahit na sabihin natin 10 to 15 years ng experience mo, if someone younger than you comes up and they're able to pitch na, okay, I may not be as experienced, pero I'm really good at writing. So I can take over your company's website. I can take over correspondences, di ba? Sa, between suppliers and between clients. If someone has that level ng communication, talagang makakatulong yun. I would even argue na if math heavy yung field ninyo, mas importante itong part na to. Mas importante na magaling ka sa writing. Kasi yun sinasabi nila, di ba? Parang a dime a dozen or lima, cinco yung mga magagaling doon sa field mo eh. Sa akin, for example, maraming mas magagaling sa akin sa psychology. Definitely. I come from a very small school. So, hindi ko masasabi na yung psych skills ko ay kasing husay ng mga, sabihin natin, cum laude or magna cum laude sa malalaking universities. But, I have a bit of edge when it comes to writing kasi I've been writing for a long time. And so, kahit pa paano, di ba, na-edge ko sila out. Nagkakaroon ako ng opportunities that may not be afforded to other people with even more technical know-how. Okay? So again, writing is a great skill to have. Now, once you're comfortable with writing, I think the next part will also be easier. The second skill that you must have for career growth is presentation skills. Now, hold on, okay? I know some of you may say na, hindi ako public speaker, ayoko talaga nagsasalita. Bata pa ako, iniwasan ko na yung reporting. Nung nag-thesis kami, ako yung tigaluto ng Bansit Canton. Or nung nag-thesis kami, I was the one working on the paper itself. Pero when it comes to the thesis defense, binigay ko yan sa ibang tao. But I really encourage you to start building up your skills when it comes to presentation. Kahit hindi public speaking, as in 1.5 hours na lecture or motivational talk. Kahit hindi ganun. Kahit yung process lang of a quick pitch, if you know how to do that, pwede ka mag-improve sa maraming aspects. Pwede may mga doors na hindi bukas sa'yo, na biglang bubukas sa'yo, kasi kaya mo na, sabihin natin, ibenta yung sarili mo. Kaya mo mag-pitch. Kaya mo mag-present. And lalo na ngayon. Now, yung presentation skills, I'm not just talking about, sa totoo lang, hindi na siya puro laway ngayon or hindi na lang siya puro verbal na presentation. Eh. Kahit yung paggawa ng maganda na keynote or PowerPoint presentation, these days, this is vital. No? Very important na ito. Kasi nga, with online learning and online hiring din and online presentations na nangyayari ngayon kasi umiiwas pa rin sa face-to-face na communications, napakahalaga na presentable yung presentation mo. And napakahalaga din na marunong ka to keep things short. Honestly, this is something that I really have to be mindful of din. I need to practice this more. Eh. Yung being clear and more concise in the way that I pitch and talk about myself. Wala akong masyadong confidence when it comes to that. But I need to build that skill up. So again, think about it. You have to be good when it comes to presentation. Now, one of the things that helped me in my journey, again, because I do struggle with social anxiety, I did talk about this in a different episode for Trying Hard with Laika podcast. If hindi nyo alam, I actually have two podcasts. So itong Get Tired and Trying Hard. Dun sa Trying Hard, I talked about my struggle, you know, being in the, sabihin na natin, limelight, kahit na I have social anxiety. Pero one of the things that helped me is preparing talaga, preparing every time I speak. Doon na papasok yung presentation skills ninyo. So yes, I believe in you. Kahit na buong buhay mo ngayon mo pa lang siya susubukan, I want you to start practicing. Okay? So again, number one, skill writing. Number two, presentation. Okay? Now before we move on to tips number 3 and 4, let's take a quick break while I talk to you about another podcast. This is called The Underpaid Podcast, hosted by Stanley Chi. If you want to take a peek or mag-eavesdrop sa mga conversations, real-life conversations, na mga tao na nakikibaka on a daily basis sa mga opisina, sa mga iba-ibang mga lugar where they work, The Underpaid Podcast is a good place to start. They also have a lot of episodes covering topics mula sa office politics, sa mahirap na pakisamahang bosses at iba pa. And they even had me there sa isang episode to talk about online job interview. So if you want to go check that out, again, it's the Underpaid Podcast hosted by Stanley Chi. It's available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere else. All right?
Up. Wait lang. Bago tayo magpatuloy sa episode nito, let me just talk to you about something that helps me create the content that I put out here sa Get Hired and sa Trying Hard Podcast. If you're an aspiring podcast creator and you want to get started, one of the tools that could help you is Podmetrics. All you have to do is to sign up now at podmetrics.co and use the code GETHIRED, one word yan, all caps. Again, the code is GETHIRED, one word, all capital letters. And that way, you can learn more about how it works and also help support this channel. And if you're an advertiser and you're interested to collab with Get Hired, head on over to advertiser.podmetrics.co and fill out the form. Again, that's Podmetrics, the easiest way to monetize your podcast.
Okay, now we're done with the first two tips, no? Two skills that could help you for your career growth. Number one, writing. And number two, presentation. Again, kahit ano pa yung iyong career. Okay, and honestly, lahat talaga yan. Mula sa mga executives hanggang, di ba, yung mga nasa academe. Even if nasa entertainment industry ka, okay? You have to be good when it comes to writing and presentation. Now, the third skill is something na talagang napaka-obvious na these days. Pero yung iba dati, they wrote this off as, hayaan mo na yan sa mga bata. And if there are any of you, which I could see naman sa demographic natin na meron pa rin na merong a little bit older, or even sa totoo lang sa aming mga millennials, medyo nahihirapan na rin kami dito kasi umahabol ka na rin dito. We're going to talk about yung skills when it comes to using technology. Okay? Using technology. Now, some of you may say, okay, hindi ko na kailangan aralan yan. My expertise is here. I can rest on my laurels. People know me. People will know what I do. But I think that's one thing na na-prove na pandemic na ito eh. If we are not on our toes, if we are not constantly learning and growing and evolving, baka mapag-iwanan tayo. Diba? Nag-migrate lahat sa last Excel hanggang sa Google Sheets. Nag-migrate lahat from yung working ng katabi mo, yung mga co-worker mo, kaya madali mag-correspond to having to text them, email them, call them para makakuha ka ng information or para makapag-follow up ka. So kung medyo mabagal tayo when it comes to technology, talagang kasama yan eh. It comes to the territory na mapag-iiwanan tayo. So I want you to stay updated sa tech tools. And hindi lang yan basta sa programs that we use, even in the content that we consume. We have to understand that, you know, we are still part of this entire culture, no, and this generation. And isa sa mga skills na maganda to have would be knowing how to talk to people from different generations. So imagine this, no. Kunwari, ano ka, chief engineer ka ng isang construction company. You're more advanced in age, you're in your 40s or 50s. Tapos you're pitching, di ba, with your architect, with your entire team, sa isang project, construction project. But now you're going to talk about yung project ninyo to a group of up-and-coming na TikTok content creators, for example. Or maybe a group of gamers who are finding yung nest nila or yung kanilang magiging house. Now, if you don't know their needs, if you don't know the level of technology na kinagamit nila every day, if you don't know their setups, di mo alam yung mga dinedemand nila pag nagtatrabaho sila or the aesthetic ng kailangan nilang ma-achieve, then you may have a harder time, number one, creating that project for them, and number two, talking to them. Di mo alam yung mga magiging unique selling points mo eh. So you really have to know technology. Now, I know it's hard. And ako rin, sa totoo lang. You know, I'm on TikTok. I try to create content. Hindi man ako masyadong bumababad doon. I know I still need to go through things eh. Kailangan ko mag-consume ng content para alam ko which are the topics na relevant ngayon, ano yung pinag-uusapan, ano yung mga on-trend din kahit papaano. And even if I don't jump on every trend or kadalasan late na ako, ang importante is, meron ka pa rin kahit papaano, hold on the newer generation, the conversations. Because what we have to understand is that in a couple of years, these would be the same people who could be your clients. So again, you have to be updated with the tech tools. be updated with the jargon, be updated with all the things that are happening right now. A person who stops learning may find themselves in a very hard position, lalo na sa panahon ngayon na napakabilis ng change. Okay? So again, third skill, technology. Technology is okay something that you really need to learn. Now, the fourth tip, marami siyang aspects, no? But we're going to focus on two things. The fourth aspect is about social skills. Okay? Social skills. Now, medyo nagpag-gasp ka ba doon? Parang, okay, social skills. Bakit kailangan ba to? Hardworking naman ako, di ba? I can stay in my cubicle, work really hard without interacting with other people. And I can relate to that completely kasi I'm an introvert. Again, I have social anxiety. So, I have a hard time when it comes to, sabihin natin, small talk. Lalo na dati. I've gotten better over the years. It has been a journey. Again, I talk about this more on the Trying Hard podcast, no? Pero, syempre kung may preference at preference na rin lang, I would rather work by myself or with just the people that I'm comfortable with. But that's not the case talaga. And even I know that. Okay, even ngayon na I get to sabihin natin choose kahit paano the people that I closely work with or interact with, I still know that there are limitations to that. I will need to be more comfortable when it comes to working with different types of people. Now, if we talk about social skills, honestly, again, marami yan, no? Maraming mga aspects yan. Mula sa reading ng body language, mula sa limitations on the jokes that you can tell, mula sa kung paano ka pwedeng mag-prepare before an introduction, which actually I do. As much as possible, if I find out I'm working with someone, I try to learn something from them or something about them para I can better prepare myself. Pero hindi lang yun eh. And these two things that I'm going to talk about, I think, are key factors na kailangan natin pag-usapan. Number one, when it comes to listening. Yung social skill ng listening, and not just listening, but empathetic listening, is something that we really need to learn more these days. And this is very important kasi na one of the things na sabihin ko na, ano ba, experience ko, and I'm hoping that the people I've worked with in the past can attest to this then, is I could be a really good listener. I like listening more than I do talking, especially when it comes to social situations, especially when it comes to people I work with. I would rather listen to them. I would rather learn about them, get to know them, empathize with them. Saan ba sila nanggagaling? Bakit sila irritable? Bakit ano yung mga complaints nila sa boss? Ano na natin ito nangyayari talaga sa workplace? That way, I can figure out kung ano yung sitwasyon, learn more about them, and of course, learn how to deal with them as well. How do I work with this person? Independent ba siya? Bakit siya ganun? Hindi lang yung who they are, but why they are who they are. Okay? So again, listen. Listen, listen, listen. And sa panahon ngayon na lahat ng tao sanay na mag-put out ng content, sanay na magkaroon ng opinion about everything, if you are the type of person who can hit pause and just listen, a lot of people will find that valuable. And baka even yung boss mo can find you as a good sounding board. So they will share things with you. And that's very important. So again, number one, na under social skills, you have to learn empathetic listening. Dapat may empathy kapag nakikinig. Okay? And if you are able to develop this, this is actually very helpful.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Now, the second aspect of this is when it comes to speaking. Kasi that's always the question. Eh. When do I speak? When do I listen? Meron din tayong episode niyo sa Trying Hard podcast. No? Sorry if parang medyo hard sell. But I'm pushing you to listen to those kasi may mga insights din doon na hindi ko mamimension dito. But when it comes to speaking, If empathetic kang listener, mas maganda if emphatic ka when you're speaking. Ano ibig sabihin ng emphatic speaking? Emphatic kasi, di ba yung word natin ng emphasis, ang ibig sabihin nun, when you speak, you are clear, you are direct, you are sure whenever you speak. Because, again, growing up, no, and in the times that I worked with other people in the corporate world, they know that then about me. I would listen to you, but when I speak, because they know that when I speak, it's something that I really thought out and I really planned about and I really needed to say, I speak emphatically. And dahil emphatic yung speaking ko, may sabihin na natin, my words hold weight. It's different when I speak. So you can really practice these, no? Yung social skills na ito. Hindi natin kailangan punuin yung bawat conversation ng mindless chatter. Some people are like that and that's perfectly fine, no? Pero if you feel that you're a lot like me, medyo, di ba, yung hindi tayo masyadong magaling sa small talk or sa casual conversation, you can actually be that kind of person even in social situations. Just remember to listen empathetically and speak emphatically. Now, one of the things that I keep telling people is this. The key to me being able to speak the way I do or even give you advice, di ba? The nerve of this person to give me career advice. But the reason why I'm able to speak to you and give you advice is because I believe in the message. I believe na, even if sabihin natin you don't fully trust me, if this is the first episode that you're listening to or if you don't know me, if you come across this podcast, you still feel na okay, this message, itong sinasabi niya has value more than who she is. And how do you develop that? You develop that by believing in what you're going to say. So again, yun yung four skills that could help you when it comes to your career growth. Definitely there are more. And if you have any other tips and advice, you can feel free to reach out to me then sa Facebook page natin or dun sa post natin, mag-suggest din kayo. Ang Facebook page natin is www.facebook.com/gethiredbyteamlaika. And we are also on Instagram and everywhere else. Hanapin nyo lang Get Hired by Team Laika. Thank you so much for making sure na makaabot tayo sa top na mga podcasts on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. I don't know how this happened or hindi ko din naiintindihan. I can't fully wrap my head around it. But thank you for trusting me. Thank you for sharing the podcast with your friends. Thank you for sharing your stories. Ang daming people who are getting hired kahit nasa middle tayo ng pandemic, and I find that really encouraging. Thank you sa inyong lahat, and I will try my best to keep making more content for you. Okay? So we release new episodes every Tuesday morning. So if you want to catch those fresh off yung release, you can watch out for it. Okay? Then, all right? Now, thank you and follow the podcast if you haven't yet. If you have any questions, reach out to me. Sasagutin natin yung susunod na mga episodes. All right? Thanks for listening. And again, this podcast is right here for you to help you land your dream job. I believe in you, and we'll talk to you soon. Bye for now.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
It's the question that's on everyone's mind. How do you live a good life? Is it about work, health, or relationships? What about happiness, meaning, and money? What really matters? And how can you dramatically improve all of these things? These are the questions we explore every week on the top-ranked podcast, Good Life Project, hosted by award-winning author and perpetual seeker, Jonathan Fields, which also happens to be me. Every week, I sit down with world-renowned researchers, experts, and scions of art and industry on the Good Life Project podcast. This week, in fact, we're sharing a fantastic conversation with the author, Elizabeth Gilbert, about a single practice that changed her life. Listen to the Good Life Project podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.